Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, I can't live no other way, y'all. Good morning. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. And welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life, prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today: as I see men who look like trees. I see men who look like trees. And we're coming from the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that you do not want to miss one episode of this hot breakfast for your soul with me. Tune in live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. If you miss it live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my website, feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or even better, you can follow Morning Motivation and have the recording link text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. by texting MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. You can go ahead and do that now. Text MM to phone number 33222. Well, you can learn more about me. Send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, and everything else that you need to know, as well as upcoming events on my website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 22 through 25, reading from the KJV. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him. And he besought him to touch him. And he, meaning Jesus, took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Praise the Lord. Come on and give God praise right now for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? It's said aloud wherever you are. I see men who look like trees. When you look at your surroundings, wherever you are right now, what do you see? When you look at yourself in the mirror, who do you see? When you reflect over your life, from the beginning to whatever age you are right now, what are the emotions which are evoked? Are you happy about all that you have done and have accomplished? Are you so-so about it? Are you sad, angry, or depressed about it? When you look at who is in your life, your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend, your children, do you stand up straight and smile because you're proud? Or are you sorry about what you see? Are you remorseful about some of your choices? When you look at you, not just how you look, but the sum of you, the total sum of everything that is you, everything that affects you, and exactly where you are at this place in life, what do you see? In the book of Mark, chapter 8, that we just read, the interesting thing is that there were two components in relation to the blind man's vision. First, he had to be made to go from total blindness to sight. And then he had to be made to go from impaired vision to the ability to see clearly. You see, the man had been blind. And because he had been blind, although he was living and existing, there were so many things, people and opportunities that he missed out on because he could not see. So unless someone else was describing for him or placing him in certain places, and I apologize, my voice is still hoarse. Hopefully I'll be fully recovered by the end of this weekend. But unless someone else described for him what was going on or led him to a certain place and placed him there so that he can come into contact, he could come into contact with others, all that he ever saw was through the description of others. Have you ever been there? All that you ever saw or all that you ever see is always framed by the narrative of someone else. Then he met Jesus. And Jesus healed his sight. And Jesus asked him, well, what is it that you see? He said, well, I see men who look like trees. In other words, I see, but I'm still not seeing clearly yet. Have you ever been there? You see things, but you don't always see them clearly. And because of that, it impacts the way you respond to people, situations, and even yourself. Now, this could be a very bad type of situation because when you don't see clearly, you tend to respond such as someone who has an impairment. For example, if you have always been bullied or the butt of jokes, or if you have insecurities about your own size and appearance and weight, every time someone even makes a slight joke about you with no malice, you will describe it as being bullied, or you will shrink further into yourself because the sum total of your life has been the insecurity of you. And because of that, you lack the ability to see clearly when something is harmful or benign versus when someone does something meant to actually harm you. So you always respond as someone who cannot judge out nor see the situation clearly. If you have been in bad relationships your entire life, you've been treated wrong or betrayed by the man, by your husband or boyfriends, or by your wife or girlfriends, and every other female or every other male whom you encounter, you will look at what that person says or does through the lens of a person who has been betrayed. And so you will respond from that viewpoint. Where are you going? I need to look through your phone. I need to check your social media. You looked at her. You looked at him. So you must want him or her. I see men who look like trees. So what is important is that you allow Jesus to not only take you from blindness to sight, but from sight to clearness of sight, to clear discernment, so that you have the true capability to judge out situations and people because you see clearly. And not only to judge out people and situations, but to judge out yourself so that you know whom you are as well. In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 18, Jesus asked his disciples, whom do men say that I am? And some of them responded, John the Baptist, Elias, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Then he said, but whom do you say I am? And Peter answered him, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus told Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father. And he said, because of this I say unto you, thou art Peter. And upon this rock, in other words, your confession, your declaration, your ability to see who I am, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When will you get to the point where you just stop seeing men who look like trees? Are men as trees? Are yourself as trees? and get to the point where you actually see things clearly. We don't have but 15 minutes. I'm going to give you a very clear example, and then we're going to go into prayer. Come on and just say, Lord, I praise you for this word today. I took a case over a year ago, and I was working this case. It's an appeal. And so the opposing side, the attorney called me. Now, that attorney is board certified in appellate law. I am not. To even get board certified in any, point of law, you have to be an attorney for a certain number of years, practice in that particular area for a certain number of years, go back and sit for another exam. It's like retaking the bar, specifically in that area. Of the 90,000 attorneys in the state of Florida, less than 1% are board certified. And for a lot of attorneys, it's just because we don't seek to go get it. But for the ones who have it, you can't take anything away from them, from their credibility, because they are board certified. This attorney called me, and she said, I want to know what is your position on this particular matter. So I told her my position, and she literally laughed at me on the phone. I'll never forget it. I told one of my best friends about it. And she said to me, let me tell you what needs to happen. You need to go tell your client that if she doesn't close her facility down, her assisted living facility, like we already ordered her to do, we are going to bring criminal charges against her for operating an unlicensed facility. And we're going to fine her. She listed this sum of thousands of dollars a day. And she just told me all of the stuff that she was going to do to my client. And so I let her talk. And when she finished, I mean, she literally laughed at me. When she finished, my reply was, do whatever you feel is necessary to do. We'll finish this in court, in the appeal. And I hung up. Now, maybe if she had said that to me a year before that or a year or two, I might have responded different. I might have, you know, gave her a piece of my mind. I might have asked her, who do you think you are? Who are you laughing at here? Because, see, at that point, I didn't always see myself clearly as an attorney. I was still coming into my own at that point. I didn't have the track record and the confidence that I have now. But because when she said that, I had not only been restored from blindness to sight, but from sight to seeing myself clearly as an attorney and understanding my purpose clearly. When she hung up, I didn't get mad. I didn't get angry. I didn't go off on her when she laughed at me. I just did my work. So I filed in my petition that my client's facility be able to remain open during this appeal, because if it was closed as ordered by the state, she would have lost her entire business, her entire livelihood, and it would have been irreparable harm to her, because even if I won the appeal down the road, it would have been almost impossible to make her whole by putting her back in her same position, because all of her residents would have been in a new facility and she wouldn't have had the finances to start all over. I filed in my 34-page petition. The board-certified attorney who laughed at me filed in an objection of over 500 pages. And I forgot to tell you, not only is she board-certified in appellate law, but she's the chief appellate attorney for the state. Then the next thing I saw was that she added another attorney to help her fight against me. That attorney is the senior appellate attorney. She's the chief. He filed in over 300 pages of objection against my 34 pages. The board certified chief appellate attorney and the senior appellate attorney, who've both been attorneys double the times at the least that I've been an attorney, fighting against little old Rossi Williams. I won. I said I won. I won. Did you hear me? I won. Because I saw myself clearly. It's just doing something to you today. After I won that, then we had to go to the next phase. She filed in something. I won again. We went to the next phase of her filing. I won again. To this point, we're almost at the end of this, and everything I filed, I've won. Everything she's filed against me, she lost. Now it's to the point where she just files stuff just to file it, it appears, because maybe her ego is bruised. But I'm telling you that had I not been able to see myself clearly, I'm sure the outcome would have been different. Because when you don't see yourself clearly, you get caught up in the petty issues. You get distracted by the red herrings. You get caught up in trying to prove to someone who you are instead of just knowing who you are and then saying, just let me do the work. Just let me do what I do. Just let me be who I am, because I see myself clearly now, but I can tell you she's never laughed at me again. Do you understand what happens? Our time is running out. Do you understand what happens when you know who you are and when you submit yourself to Jesus so that you can see clearly? In the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible tells us that if any man or any woman be in Christ, that everything that has passed away is gone, because the future or your present has become new. How did it become new? You didn't actually get a new house. You didn't get a new car. Your body didn't change. No, your perspective of you changed. Your perspective of life changed. Your perception of who you are changes. And in so doing, you no longer see men who look as trees or who look like trees. Come on and praise the Lord. Let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We just say hallelujah, Father, because you are forcing us to see ourselves clearly now, so that once we see ourselves clearly, then we can perform our work and our role in the kingdom. We can understand our gifts, our talents, and callings so that we fit appropriately in our place in the body. And in doing so, we are able to be utilized by you so that souls may be won into the kingdom of Christ, so that our light will shine, so that people will see you and be drawn into the glory and the salvation of you. Father, help our vision today. Help us, Lord, to look at ourselves and our families and our situations and to see clearly, including our roles and wherever we are right now. If we are happy with wherever we are and with whomever we are, help us, Father, to be able to discern how we got to that point so that we can expand from happiness into sustained happiness. If we are remorseful, if we are angry, if we are sad or depressed, help us, Father, to see our roles in that. Because as long as we are empowered to confront what we did to get here, we are empowered to do what it takes to get out of the situation. Help us to go from blindness to sight, and from sight to clear sight, into clear discernibility. Now, Father, I come in agreement with those listening now for the prayers they have laid before you. And I ask you, Father, to do the impossible today. Perform a miracle for them, God. Father, do a new thing in their lives and let them see clearly. Let them see clearly. Let them see clearly. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Our time is run. So I'm going to do the altar call and then we're going to end with our task for today. Say, I see clearly now. Just say, I see clearly now. Oh, praise the Lord. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to create in me a clean heart and ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of our Lord. Everybody, this is Friday. This is the weekend. I want you to see clearly. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord right now. Come on and magnify him right now. Our topic for today is I see men who look like trees. Your task for today and this entire weekend is twofold. Number one, I want you to go stand in the mirror. If you can't do it right now, make sure you do it today. And say, Lord, show me who I am in you with clear vision. Lord, show me who I am in you with clear vision. And number two, I want you to help win souls and bless others by sharing this podcast with at least three people this weekend. Just tell them to go to feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com, and tell them to text MM, and you do it as well if you haven't already, to phone number 33222 so you follow and get the recording sent to you at 8 a.m. I love you. Have a great weekend. I tell you, I got clear vision, folks. Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit